This is St. Louis Public Radio. What makes something news? It's a question that journalists ask themselves every day. Whether it's a breaking story or a scheduled event, newsrooms have to decide whether or not to cover it. One St. Louis Public Radio listener asked us how newsrooms decide what makes something newsworthy. As part of our Curious Louis series, St. Louis Public Radio's Hannah Westerman looked into this question with some members of the St. Louis media industry.
After months and months of election coverage, Don Crozier was frustrated by what he saw as sensationalism and bias in the media.
What brought up my whole question was the rise of Donald Trump. And I was with a friend of mine, and he mentioned that he hates the fact that Donald Trump was given all this publicity, but he was still drawn into watching the stories.
Crozier worried that news had become too focused on entertainment and shock. He wanted to learn more about how newsrooms make decisions. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. She says her newsroom tries to help their listeners become more informed citizens.
There's this constant questioning on our part. What is relevant to the audience? What isn't relevant to the audience? Do we find it interesting because we're journalists and we find everything interesting? Or is it that, that this really is something that people want to know about?
It turns out a lot of newsroom decisions come down to size. The size of the staff, the amount of pages in a newspaper, or airtime on radio and television. With the endless space of the internet, newsrooms can put out more stories than ever before. But with a limited staff, you still can't cover everything. And a big staff costs big money. Crozier asked how the business side of media influences a newsroom. Most newsrooms describe a firewall between advertising and journalism. But the St. Louis American's managing editor, Chris King, believes no wall is impregnable.
Every news source has sacred cows. The ones that say they don't have sacred cows, you try your best to be responsible and fair, but every news source, however mighty and powerful, has their sacred cows.
According to a recent Gallup poll, public trust in mass media is at a historic low. The editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Gilbert Bylone, says media needs to show consumers where stories come from.
I think there's a general cynicism of institutions. We are among them. We are aware of that. So what we try to do is show people our work. We try to show that here are our sources. Here's the verification of it. How we do our jobs is important.
What every editor agreed on was the power of consumers, whether through their dollars or their feedback. They encouraged audiences to engage with their local media. St. Louis Public Radio's Shula Newman says if the station's not telling listeners news that matters to them, then the station's not doing its job.
We take very seriously when people write to us and take the time to point out, hey, you're missing this aspect of the story, or I really like what you did. There's more to it. Or why are you bothering to cover this? This isn't relevant.
So if you want to know why a newsroom made a choice about a story, ask them. After all, this story exists because a listener asked a question. I'm Hannah Westerman, St. Louis Public Radio.